welcome back to Bit by Bit. I'm Janet, here with Jess.
Hey, guys.
And we're here for not another coffee break. We're actually rebranding things so that this is just going to be our bi-weekly podcast. So we're switching it up from doing these every week to bi-weekly, mainly because for those of you who are listening on the podcast feed, you know, either on iTunes, Stitcher, or Podomatic, or a forever reminder that we're also a YouTube channel. So we're really doing this so we can add more basically features to our videos, so do different types of videos without feeling like, oh, we're, you know, like kind of bound to this specific type of content. And it's just to, you know, diversify it, give you guys more short form stuff, do more like vlog type things. We have a couple things that'll be launching this month and kind of basically forever, really. So that's super exciting.
It's an exciting month.
Yeah, and now we can also just really focus on having, you know, these great, tightly knit, as consistent as they've always been. So it's our bi-weekly podcast where we have discussions related to the video game industry. And today's discussion is going to be all about remasters, specifically kind of tied a little bit to Crash Bandicoot because, you know, the Insane Trilogy just came out. So we're going to start by kind of discussing that, and then we're going to move into remasters we've played that we thought were really well done or that we really liked that we just kind of wanted in our lives. Then we're going to end kind of talking about what we think remasters should be. So, like, at what point should it be a remaster? At what point should it be a port? You know, the differences between just kind of doing touch-up remasters and full overhauls. Is there such a thing as a game that's too old and we should just let die? Are there games that are too new that, like, don't need another remaster because they just got remastered? Shadow of the Colossus, question mark? So we're going to talk about all those things in this podcast. So I'm going to actually let Jess start because I want to hear from you a little bit about... So I have a PS4 and I have the Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy, and Jess does not have those things, but did play the games when she was younger, as did I. So I kind of want to hear a little bit of your memory of it, then I'm going to kind of share mine and we can kind of see where the connection or lack of connection is, because I have a lot of feelings about the Insane Trilogy, so I kind of want to hear where you're at with Crash.
Cool. Well, to be perfectly honest, I don't know the name exactly of the one that I played. It was on the PlayStation 2. As was, like, anything that I played from the PlayStation, like, universe was always on PS2. So it was my sister's game, this I remember, and it was not one of my favorite games, so I didn't play it all the time. Played it a little bit, familiar with the franchise, familiar with the mechanics of the game, you know, with the jumping and the little peaches that you get and the
Wampa
tornadoes.
Fruit.
Yeah.
Wampa fruit.
Yeah, Wampa fruit. I always thought they were peaches when I was a kid, which made me happy because
they're like basically peaches.
Yeah, so I enjoyed it to an extent. It was one of those games I just, like, never really beat. But I enjoyed, you know, for small bursts of time. When they announced Crash Remaster, I was like, eh. You know, so for me, Crash Bandicoot is, like, not one of my favorite, like, games. I can take it or leave it. If someone was like, here, have the Crash Remastered, I'd be like, great. And I'd play it, you know, as an adult now. But it's not something I was really ever going to seek out. So I guess for me, that's kind of just where I'm at. Is it was fun. I liked the underwater level.
You could torpedo.
And
when you were in, like, the little ship thingy?
Yeah. So there were some good times. Yeah, the eels.
That might have been Crash 3, I think.
The one
that
might have come out of the holes in the wall.
Well, a lot of the vehicle-heavy stuff kind of, like, was really more Crash 2, Crash 3 shtick.
Yeah.
So, which were definitely the better of the games. Even back then, I was like, Crash 1?
I feel like Crash 2 is what I played. I feel like. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm leaning on. Yeah. But I haven't touched it since I was, like, 10. So, you know, it's been a while. Mm-hmm. And I never intended to touch it again.
Yeah. Why is it? Just because it wasn't, you know, it didn't make a big impact?
I'm not
going
to go out of my way to get it. You know, it's one of those things where it's like, if someone handed me the controller and said, Crash is on here, I'd be like, okay. You know, but that's, it's not, hate it. I just don't love it enough to, like, seek it out.
I think that's what's so interesting about retro gaming in general. Like, usually, unless you're, like, a collector, but then if you're a collector, like, you might not necessarily, like, play all the games you collect, because if you're really going for, like, big collections, you're not going to get through all those games.
Right.
So what's interesting about retro gaming is that a lot of people have, you know, that tendency. It's like, we're not going to seek out stuff that we don't already like, because, like, why would I... I'm not going to try a new N64 game, really, at this point. I mean, I probably will at some point, but, like, if I'm shopping N64, like, I'm probably going to go
with
something I know.
Your first hits are going to be the ones that you liked.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, it's funny that you have that reaction, because you're kind of just like, oh, you know, it's whatever. And for me, like, I am I think I considered myself a pretty big Crash fan. I liked Crash. I had, you know, an affinity for the franchise. I remember, like, E3 2016, it was, like, a big deal. And, you know, if you guys look back at our old videos on that, I was, like, freaking out. I'm like, oh, it's Crash. Like, let's go. Like, let's, like, you know, fix this franchise and, like, kick it up and, like, have a new game. And they're like, it's the remaster. And I'm like, I'll take it. Well, sure, why not? I'll take it.
Better
it's
than
40
nothing,
bucks,
right?
three
yeah.
games, remastered. And literally at this point, it is like really, and I'm probably going to do an article on this. This is the curse of the PS4 for me. Like, none of the games work with me. It just doesn't work. But I got the Insane Trilogy. I got it the day it came out. So this previous Friday, I think it was. Yeah, it was like a Friday. And then I got it at Best Buy. My brother went to pick it up as soon as it opened. There was like already people that were like, you know, he went like pretty early from when Best Buy opened. There were already people like in line, like, you know, at the register to buy it, which was kind of surprising. But so it definitely had like a lot of hype around it. A lot of us haven't played it in forever, but we're like, oh yeah, this was like a pretty good thing. And Yuri Crash and what a great character. And, you know, spinning is fun and the vehicles are cool. So then we play it and I'm like, we're going to play this thing all night. Let's go. And then we started playing it. And I'm like, man, this game is really hard. Mainly because it's not that good. This is not a good game. If it was my first time playing the game, I'd be like, wow, it's kind of bad, y'all. Or like, if this was, my brother's phrasing was really perfect for it. He's like, if this was a spiritual successor to Crash, everyone would be like, this is awful. This is like Mighty Number 9 level garbage. It's not good. So the reason Crash isn't good, and now I'm realizing Crash was, well, I don't really blame
Maybe
him
Crash
for being like that.
Good, yeah.
Crash was never really that good. I don't really blame him in the era he came out in, though it is funny to think that, like, this came out the same year as Mario 64, which is a really good game and still lives up, even with it being, like, you know, kind of so old that some things are like, this would never be in a modern game, like, this is silly or, like, doesn't work well. Yeah, so what makes Crash a terrible game, to me, or, like, at least just not a good one, maybe terrible is a little too strict, and if you like it, like, more power to you, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but and I really wanted to like it. I bought it. Like, I already bought it.
Yeah.
I already have it. It's three games. It's Nathan Drake all over again, you know?
Yeah.
I need to stop getting these
trilogies.
I need to stop getting these trilogies on. Well, Sony just made more games that weren't, like, games from 3 years ago. Okay.
Well, did you just play the first one so far?
We played the first one.
There's probably a big difference, right?
We played the first one and got incredibly stuck on this one level where you need to, like, bounce on a bunch of different, like, you know, like, little bouncy areas. It could be, like, a little bongo drum or whatever. And you have to go, like, super, super high up, and then at one point there is a part that was just legitimately hard. This one wasn't, like, flawed hard, it was just hard. But they made it so that, like, a character, you have to jump over fire, and there's a character that also bumps you back, and he will bump you back into the fire, and you will die instantly. So you kind of have to, like, you just jump ahead of time. This guy has to learn how to time it. So that is fine. I give that, that's just hard. Okay, it's not awful, but it's just hard. Usually why I keep dying in this game, it's not because it's really hard, or because none of us are good gamers anymore, because we're soft with our modern gaming. Like, no, it's, you can't see where any of the stuff is. Where's the pit? Oh, you fell into it. Can I hit that enemy? No, you're not close enough. Oh, now you're too close. Now he hit you. Now you're dead. It's like, what? This is bad. It's bad design. There's a reason no game has that perspective. It's not good. You can't see anything. It's not, you know.
Right.
So we got stuck on Crash 1. And we're like, I was going to jump to Crash 2. And I played Crash 2. And then, you know, kind of, the same thing didn't necessarily happen. We did get kind of farther. It was, Crash 2 is, you know, the one with where the crystals are first introduced, so it's pretty good.
That's the
yeah.
one I played.
Yeah. And then there's Warped. I forgot the second one. Cortex Strikes Back is number 2. Warped is the third one. Yeah.
I played both of those.
Yes, yeah, those are the best ones.
Okay, yep.
Of the three. You know, the first one's not
the
that
names,
good.
The names are all coming back to me. We played both.
Yeah, yeah, and I
never played the first one.
The game
one.
Is so charming, too. Like, I want a lot of that. Crash Bandicoot Warped. Like, so, like, I love it.
Oh, yeah.
I love it, but you're bad. You're not good. It's not a good game. I'm not, and most of all, like, I'm not having fun with it. Like, it's not worth, I can't recommend this game to anyone if you didn't buy the remaster.
But what's so bad about it? I'm just really curious.
It's really bad.
I don't remember the game being
that
bad.
So, like, it's, I feel like I can't really play it. Like, I'm kind of fighting the mechanics of the game and the perspective of the game.
But is it possible that it's somewhat because of how we play games now? I'm not saying that we've gone soft, but I mean, we're used to different perspectives, different angles, different cameras,
well,
different
it's, like
mechanics.
I said, I think it's not necessarily the, fully the game's fault. Like, I think when the game came out, it was fine. But, like, to not be able to see where things are is unfair to me in a game. I think it kind of always a little bit was, but I think, you know, games were so much younger when Crash came out that some of that stuff was, like, you know, we're like, this is just how it is, and it's like, really, it's not how it should be. And it's not because it's like, to me, you know, like, I think a lot of people were like, oh, well, you know, all right, now, this really makes me appreciate the 90s, and that's my bro gamer voice. back when, you know, it's, the reason I'm dying is because I gotta buck up, like, the old school days. It's kind of like, you know what it reminds me of? It's like people making, you know, those kind of comments and views. It's like, it's not necessarily untrue, but it's kind of like, Well, yeah, and it took me longer to travel before we had cars, but that doesn't mean that, like, this horse buggy is like that. And even that's not a great comparison, because at least that's charming and, like, oh, it's kind of nice, but right. This is like, yeah, you literally I can't see anything. I'm playing a game where I can't really see what anything is. The depth perception, it's like you can't really figure it out. Like, I think I have, well, the second and third games are better, so they're easier, but I'm still not completely, like, a master at it, and both me and my brother are playing, and we both kind of have different gaming levels. I would say I'm generally a better gamer than he is at this point, but neither of us could really do much of anything, which is, right. I think, and when I went online, too, everyone's like, yeah, I keep dying, and I'm like, you know, I'm starting to think, like, I don't think it's just because it's, like, the Dark Souls of platforming. I think this is, like, not well made, because the thing is, if I was dying because there were so many tightly knit, like, for instance, like, once again, we always bring it back to Super Meat Boy, but, like, I die a lot in that game, but it's because, like, you know, I needed to, like, get really good at timing and jumps, and everything needs to be tight knit. Like, to me, when a platformer is good, it's pushing me to have, like, quick reaction times to thing. And with Crash, I'm like, I just end up, like, you know, it's like, oh, I die over stupid
right,
stuff.
It feels dumb.
Yeah, so.
No, I think there's a difference. I know we've talked about it before, but I think, no, I haven't played Crash. But what you're describing to me sounds frustrating. And I think the difference is when you have a difficult platformer that's also very strong, mechanically speaking, you can look at Super Meat Boy, you can look at Ori and the Blind Forest.
Yep, I thought of Ori as well, yeah.
Completely perfect, excellent, difficult, but
yeah,
completely
that
doable.
Ginkgo tree.
Oof.
Yeah. Water rising up. Yeah, I guess to me, like, if you're gonna be hard, like, you also need to be, like, really tight mechanically, and that's the problem with so many of these old games.
Yeah, tight mechanics, I think, is important, and they didn't have necessarily the means to do that.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah.
And then I jumped to 3, because we're like, 2 didn't really work out.
Right, right.
Let's just go straight to 3, that's to my brother, that's the best Crash game, and I think to me, it probably also is. It's the one I remember most vividly from my childhood, and that one definitely has, like, the little boat thing underwater, and that one's better for sure, and I like it a bit more. It has a lot, you know, more of, like, the racing track ones, which I really like. Some people don't really like those. I think they're fun.
I like them.
And that's basically kind of my summation on Crash, at least.
Are you gonna keep playing it?
I don't think I can do it. It's just not fun. I'm not having a good time. I think what I will do, though, I kind of do eventually want to beat them. I already have them. If I could go back in time, I definitely wouldn't buy it. Like, if I knew, knowing now what I know.
Wow, that's, like, a really harsh review.
Yeah, and it's crazy because I was, you know, like, I was really looking forward to this game.
I
was looking forward to this for, like, a year.
We were, like, at our meeting, and you were like, I have to go because, like, there's Crash. And
yeah.
I was like, okay, bye, you know. So.
I was like, all right, it's Crash night. I gotta leave. And then Crash Night sucks, guys. It's not good.
I'm so sorry.
Don't come to Crash Night. There's all the food's really bad. It's just frozen foods everywhere. The drinks are awful. Everything's made with Everclear. It's just terrible.
Sounds like sometimes remasters are the best way to destroy your childhood memories.
They really do. And I guess that kind of, you know, brings us to... let's pivot to something a little nicer. So what are some... So that's kind of my summation on Crash. But what are some remasters you feel like kind of got it right? So for me, like... My favorite remasters have been, like, for me, I often go to remasters when I want to replay a loved game, which was supposed to be Crash, but it didn't work out. It's okay. But, for me, I often use it for that. So, like for right now, like, the remaster I love the most was, like, the Jak and Daxter trilogy remaster. It wasn't, like, a full-on, super, like, intense remaster. So, by that, I mean, like, and one thing, you know, I just kind of to backtrack to Crash, because I do want to give it some credit, it's gorgeous looking.
Yeah.
This game looks so good. Like, they did such a good job on the actual remaster. So I'm not, like, upset with Activision that the game still is bad, because I guess the game kind of wasn't really that good. And now that it's old, it's really not good. Mm-hmm. But, like, it looks beautiful, and that's because all the code was, like, redone. Like, they started from scratch when they built this, and that's why it's so, so different from the original one. With, like, the Jak and Daxter trilogy, it was basically just kind of touched up, and then, like, you know, full-on remasters are more intensive. So I love that one, because, like, that's my favorite gaming franchise, maybe ever in some ways, the Jak and Daxter trilogy, which has its problems, but I honestly think still holds up. I have played it recently. So that one, and then, for me, I enjoy remasters kind of on accident a lot. So by that I mean, like, oh, hey, look, I never got around to The Last of Us. Well, hey, look, it's remastered on PS4, so now I can, you know, play it without feeling like I'm doing a really big downgrade, because, like, it's crazy how graphically the generation before this one looks so much worse than this one. Like,
yeah.
Like, this one looks so much better.
No, true.
And it's to the extent where, and I think this is, at least for me, this is always the case, like, always the case with gens. If you're only one gen, like, below the gen we're in, I have a hard time playing that gen's games because, like, it's too soon. Like, it's too soon for me to go back to PS3 graphics because we're at the PS4 era. And, like, now you just look kind of, like, bad. Like, a little... But you don't look that bad. Just a little worse than what I'm doing. So why am I playing that? You know, maybe I'll just play... So I like to have a little distance with my, like, once... I like to let games get a little bit older before I kind of revisit them, because then you're, like...
It feels like a totally different world instead of, like, a downgrade.
Exactly. Yeah, it totally feels like a downgrade.
It's like, I'm just playing the worst version of what I'm playing now versus, like, I'm playing a retro game.
Yeah, or, like, oh, it's older. Yeah. Like, it's okay. I accept you for, like, what you look like, and it's fine. Yeah, you know, I'm totally. Not going to accept this too soon, you know?
I get that,
So that's... So, that being said, you know, I appreciate The Last of Us remaster. I need to play through that. I have the BioShock trilogy.
I really do want to get that remastered. I played BioShock. It looks really cute. Yeah. I really want to. I'm not a PC gamer, really, and it's like hard for me because my laptop's not good. But I really do want to get that on the Xbox.
Yeah, and then I have I don't even think Uncharted was remastered. It was remastered a little bit. Yeah, just a little bit because I remember seeing like the side by side comparisons.
Okay, there's a lot of remastering is very hot right now. You know, it's a thing to do,
especially with and Sony's big on it because they're like that's why they don't do backwards compatibility. That's why they don't do it.
The game, so you have to buy it again.
They're like, well, you can't. Your PS3 disc doesn't work on here.
Joke's on you. I'm just gonna keep all my consoles forever.
Yeah. So what about you? What are some ones that you vibe with?
I really like the Skyrim remaster. It's called Skyrim Special Edition or whatever it's called. I'm pretty sure it's called Special Edition. They call it a million things throughout us, like, whatever. I own it, but I just, like, call it Skyrim still because it's still Skyrim.
Right.
I call it Skyrim with mods, basically, and that's what it is. I like that, even though I can't really tell the difference visually. For me, personally.
But sometimes it's not too drastic.
Which is because Skyrim already looked good. It just did. You know, it looks fine. You know, it looks good when it came out. It looks good now. You know, I don't have an issue with it. As opposed to, like, Morrowind or Oblivion, which, like, Oblivion, I just can't even believe how bad it looks now. I would take a remaster of Oblivion. It's a really good game. But I've tried... I still own it and everything, and I still own the console to play it on. And... I can't do it because everyone looks so bad, which is so weird to me because I specifically remember I have this moment. I was playing it on Christmas. It was after it had already come out. It had already been out for like a year. But you know, it's like when I was like maybe 13 or 14. No, it must have been younger. I think I was probably like 12, 12 or 13 when it came out. And we'd gotten a year later than it had actually released because I was still like on other people's timelines for my video games. And I'm sitting there and I'm playing it, and it's my game. I got it. It's not a shared game. It's my game. I'm sitting there playing it, and all my siblings are watching me play the game because we all love the series. And I come out of the sewer area where you start off in, and like the light kind of blinds you, and you like look around, and there's like this water, and there's the Imperial City, and the mountains, and we were all like, wow. You know? I have this distinct memory, and we were all like, whoa, this is amazing! You know, and freaking out and jumping up and down, being all adrenaline, you know, high, whatever. And now I try to play it again. I was like, God, I can't even look at this. Like, it's so bad. Yeah, like, so I would take a remaster of Oblivion. But the remaster of Skyrim, it's like, it's visually not that much better. But what really makes it is the mods.
Okay.
And I think, like, I don't know exactly, like, how remastering works or, like, if they needed to actually re-release the game in order to... for it to have the capability to be modded in that way. I'm not sure how, like, the coding works for that or whatever. Right. Either way, this is the Skyrim you can have mods on, and the mods are great. Mods are so much fun. I never knew how much I wanted mods in my life. So props to Bethesda for, like, just throwing mods
into everything. I've never played with mods on
any great
game.
It's really great because, you know, I can play a game now where I'm like, oh, well, I get cold. If I get cold, I die. Like, that's nice for me. Or, you know, I can have long pink hair and a mermaid tail and, like, whatever. Like, you can just have all these
I've never done that. So
much fun. My sister Abigail, she plays with, like, fairy wings. You know, she runs around in Skyrim and she's got these big, huge wings. And it's, like, ridiculous to watch.
I can't wait to eventually play Skyrim and, like,
and it's just really cool. So I would say that I'm definitely a fan of Skyrim Remastered, although I never think of it as Skyrim Remastered. I just think of it as Skyrim because, like, there wasn't enough of a gap. So, whatever. And I would definitely, just for the record, in case, like, anybody who has control over this is watching / listening to anyone on the internet, Morrowind Remastered, let's go. Why is it not here? I don't even care if you leave all the cliff racers in there, like, because there's too many. But you can even leave all the cliff racers in, I'll still play it. So, that's where I'm at on that. Yes. The only other game that I have that I think I would kind of count as a remaster. I don't know exactly, like, there's kind of maybe a disparity between remaster and remake.
Yeah.
Or, like, a rehashing, you know, mm-hmm. like, it's kind of strange, but I think it fits into the category that when, every now and again, they reboot one of the Pokemon games. Mm-hmm. So, like, so when I was younger, yeah, I played Gold and Silver, and then they came out with it again on the DS.
I think that might fall under remake, but I would count that in this like kind of conversation because they're not really changing any of the core elements, and that's
not true.
Oh, really?
Yeah, actually, maybe like for example,
probably more remake. I'll still count
Omegas.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think it depends on which Pokemon game you're talking about because some mm-hmm. of them are just kind of like, oh, now you can play it on a new handheld or whatever, uh-huh. and like the visuals are a little different and occasionally little extra things.
Yeah.
But, like, when they got to Omega and Alpha, mm-hmm. they did... So, it's Alpha, Ruby, and Sapphire. Now, you can have, like, Mega Evolutions. And, like, I'm pretty sure that's also when they introduced this thing where, like, you can, like, seek out a Pokemon that's, like, in the grass. And you can, like, sneak up on it and catch it and have special mm-hmm. abilities. That's not in Ruby and Sapphire.
Yeah.
It's not. And so, I think for me, though, what kind of, I guess, maybe leading into the next part of our conversation is... If there's going to be a remaster, unless it's something that's just, like, epically old or bad-looking, mm-hmm. if you're going to remaster it, I kind of want there to be something new to it, like mm-hmm. a twist to it, or some reason why I need this, even though I already have the other game.
I think that helps just
visuals
sell it,
can't
too.
Be it for me, and unless even, the old visuals mm-hmm. were really bad.
Yeah, and even in the Crash one, I know there were a couple extra things added. Nothing that changed, like, the core feeling of the game is kind of more what I was getting at, like, trying to stay true to, like, the narrative or whatever.
Yeah.
Kind of like when you edit something. Like, you want to kind of keep the core ideas intact, but you want to polish some of the other stuff. So they did add, like, a couple of things. I forgot exactly. They're very small. Like, things related to the time trials, I think they changed up a bit, if I'm remembering correctly. But I can't believe I forgot about those. Maybe because I, you know... Well, I didn't play the original Ruby and Sapphire as a kid. So, like, when Alpha Sapphire came out, I don't even know if I knew that that was, like, an old game.
Oh,
like,
no, it's so weird.
Oh, a game! Like, yeah, that was my first time playing, and, like...
No, it came out originally on the Game Boy Advance.
Yeah. It's, like, super old. I knew that at some point, like, while playing it, but I don't know if I knew it right away.
Right.
And, yeah, that was, and then I, you know, I see the old versions of it, too. Like, if they, you know, especially when Sun and Moon came out, a lot of websites were doing those, like, let's look at Pokemon throughout the years. And they'd be like, you know, they show, like, the graphical advances. And, yeah, and this kind of, you know, it also leads into, you know, our next part of our conversation on games that we think, you know, make sense. I think Pokemon is such, like, a brilliant game to, like, remaster / remake because nothing, for me, you know, and guys, like, I am a Pokemon fan, so I get some people who are like, I don't see the appeal in these games, they're kind of boring to me, like, that's fine, you know, I would say, like, they have, to me, they've gotten better and better, so I, you know, I definitely recommend Sun and Moon, even if you're like, I don't know if Pokemon's my game, like, I think Sun and Moon's the one, let's give it a try, you're gonna like it, I think, if you're open to RPGs. So, that being said, obviously, I already like Pokemon, but, like, to me, like, from the first game, nothing's wrong. The thing that's wrong with the first game is that it's super old. And, like, I guess a couple things with, since there are so few Pokemon, can get a little repetitive, right? Like, the same Rattata over and over again. But, like, the main thing is it's just, like, it's just all the, everything's just weighing it down. Like, it feels really boring because it's just too old. So if you, like, remade that, like, oh my god, I would totally play that. Right, yeah.
Well, they had to remake it again because it came out Fire Red, Leaf Green on the Game Boy Advance.
Exactly. Right,
I
so,
think
like,
shortly before
those are
after
always really
Ruby
good.
And Sapphire originally came out.
Yeah, so I love those, too.
Yeah, and I think the best part about that, just on that note, is that Pokemon's perfect for this because they incorporate new Pokemon into old games.
Mm-hmm.
So getting to see the new and the old intermingle in one game is very interesting. And the biggest reason that I get them is because my brother and I like to play together.
Mm-hmm.
And even if we still had all of our old Pokemon stuff, there's no way in heck that my brother and I are going to sit with that little wire in between our Game Boys
mm-hmm.
to, like, trade and stuff. Like, no. First of all, like, he lives in, like, half a country away from me. Second of all, it's dumb. So, you know, I even remember when you had to kind of be, like, in the same room and kind of, like, face your stuff at each other.
Uh-huh.
Like, so that it would get, like, a signal or whatever, which I thought was magic when I was a kid. But it's not. It's lame.
I know. It reminds me of, like, when they came out with wireless controllers for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
And
that was amazing.
Literally, like, we should do a whole separate thing. We always think of ideas while doing podcasts.
Mid-podcast,
we should do, like, a whole separate thing where, like, we talk about, like, this old, like, stuff that's, like, not even close to magical that we thought were. Like,
wow!
When we got, I think the Waybird was our first wireless controller, and we're like, whoa, this is crazy! And we literally, like, we're so lame. Like, what we did was we plugged it in, and then we kept walking back and back, and we're like, it still works, and we tried to go in the hallway and stuff, and we're like, yeah, it's crazy, it's 30 feet, and, like, you know.
Yeah.
More feet,
still
more fun.
It's part of the technological age, I'm so excited
for us. It was exciting, but.
So I think in general, though, remasters should be done, like I said, mm-hmm. I think only when it's super, super old, and it's, like, kind of unplayable because of how old it is.
Exactly.
Like how you mentioned, or if you have some new quality content or like something that you think should be added to this game and that the world would benefit from, then do that.
Yeah.
Like, that's where I'm at. Otherwise, I don't, I just buy a new game.
Yeah, I pretty much agree with that. I'm not, that being said, like, how do you feel about, like, PS4's approach to, like, all these remasters? Because they just came out 1 gen ago. Are you, like, yay or nay?
I'm nay. I think it's too soon.
I think it's too soon, too, but I'm not gonna lie.
Skyrim did that, too. Skyrim is
I'm benefiting from it. We're still buying it, though. So is it our fault?
Well, we're part of the problem? I don't buy those.
Okay.
So I, it's not that I
is
want
it my
it.
Fault?
It's not
am I part of the problem?
You are part of the problem.
Okay.
Yeah, I would be if I could be.
If I could be part of the problem, I would jump straight on that.
I don't have PS4, and I feel like they don't do it as much with the other stuff.
Yeah, though, I know Sony does, just does it as a money grab, but a less cynical way to think of it is that, you know, during the 360 PS3 era, like, Xbox was, like, super hot. Like, they won that gen. Like, so, I know, like, one person's, like, opinion on it, and I forgot who it was that I was listening to, that I was talking about it, was, well, so many people... For so many people, the PS4 was their first time with a Sony console because, like, Xbox originally lost its generation pretty bad because they messed up, like, crazy with the Kinect and with being,
that's
like,
totally
let's
fair.
Do digital. So, like, I think at the end of the day, it's about making money, which is fun because, like, we need to remember that games are a business. It's not just all about, like, the love of the art.
Yeah,
like,
we can't
it's
just
a business.
Be mad because they, like, want to make money and, like, be successful.
And we're buying it.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
So it's all, it's all far. It's
no,
all
I
far.
Get
let's,
it. I'm not mad at anyone.
Yeah.
I just
no, but
I don't think there's a point to it.
Yeah.
Besides fiscal reasons.
Yeah.
I don't see a point as a gamer.
Yeah. I think though, like I said, the less cynical one would be, like, they're... You know, if you are new,
giving you the opportunity
now you
to jump
can
in.
Hit, get our greatest hits. And
what they should do is just make things backwards compatible, but whatever.
I know. And they kind of do this, though, all the time. I mean, we see PS3 has a lot of remasters, too, than the PS2. You know, they just keep funneling.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Xbox is over here.
I know. I'm
bringing
not
gonna,
back
the
Xbox,
I'm, original Xbox games.
I'm upset
about
at
it.
Myself. I need to, like... Me and Sony, like, we're about to break up, but it's not happening right now, I don't know. But anyway.
Can I get them rebounds, though? Because, like, I want to pick up Sony so bad.
You want to, do you have $400? All the games come free if you pay the $400 right now. I'm not sure if I actually would take that deal, actually.
No, you'd be sad, because I'd be playing all your games.
I know.
All right.
And beating them,
you know,
actually.
Well, I feel like this was a pretty, you know, interesting conversation. I didn't realize I knew so many... Like, I didn't realize I actually had that much to talk about. I was kind of like, I don't know how I feel about remasters.
Yeah,
so,
and I think
good.
Just on one ending note to add to, I think you said it perfectly already earlier with what you're looking for in remasters. I just want to add to that and say that outside of the obvious fiscal reasons that, like, you're going to make money off Crash, so I get why you'd remaster it. I think we should, like, you know, it'd be nice, ideal, if, like, developers and publishers also thought about, like, can this game translate well to a modern era? Because, like, in Crash Kits, I don't think it can because it just... It's not.
Yeah, don't do it just
good.
For the nostalgia. Consider
right.
if it can be successful.
Like Earthworm
Jim,
don't remaster that. It's not good. Unless you maybe fix it somehow. Like, it's not good. It's too clunky. Like, I loved it as a kid, but I'm like, oh my god, I'm not gonna play this. It's awful. It's awful to play. So yeah, I think there's some things we just let rest. Some
just
things
let
we
them
shouldn't
die.
Get to if it's too fresh, and then always think about adding some stuff in whenever you can, because mods are good and Pokemon are good. And lots of these things are good. So, those are our thoughts on kind of Crash and remaster culture in general. Let us know, guys, if you ended up buying, you know, the Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy. How are you feeling with it? Do you love it? I feel like most people probably do. I don't. What are your thoughts on remasters? You know, what are you thinking about Skyrim? Like, what's up with Skyrim? Like, that's not my jam, but, like, what are you guys feeling in terms of that? Did you get the remaster? What do you look for in remasters? What are some games you were really glad got remastered that you love? Let us know in either the comments on our YouTube video, or you can hit us up on social media if you're listening on the podcast. So we are on Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest at Bearbit Gaming, and we're at Facebook at Bearbit Gamers, but really you can just type in Bearbit and we will go ahead and pop up. So let us know what you guys are thinking, and we will see you here for this podcast in 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, we'll see you again for a brand new kind of video coming up soon. So stay tuned.
Thanks for watching, guys. We're listening, and bye.
Bye.